thank you so much for joining me here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. My guests this morning, I have Dr. Kevin Kovacs and Chesley Polk from the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. I got that right, right,
Polk? That's okay. Exactly right.
All right. Chesley is the director of the After Hours...
Dixon After Hours Performing Arts
Performing
Program.
Arts Program. And Dr. Kovacs is the principal of Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. We're here to tell you about an awesome fundraiser that you're definitely going to want to see to believe. This is the Dixon Dub Lip Sync Battle fundraiser coming up on May 4th. And everybody knows that is Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. So that day is probably already marked on your calendar. So this is going to be a great event. It's starting at 6:30. Doors are going to be at 5:30. This is at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. How you doing?
We're great. I'm great. Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you have questions or comments for my guests this morning, let us know. 437-1620 is our number. You can call or text to the show, and we will get your questions answered right here on the air. So tell me about the Dixon Dub Lip Sync Battle. Lip Sync is big right now, especially with Jimmy Fallon. I think he has a whole show dedicated to this section of our entertainment world now. So
yes.
Why did you choose Lip Sync Battle for the Dixon Dub?
Can I? We brought it back last year, Dixon mm-hmm. Dub. It was a great success. It was at the Pensacola Beach Hilton, which is where it will be this year. Mm-hmm. And it was their first time doing it since 4 years previous, before COVID. COVID stopped the progress,
yeah.
But Dixon School of Arts and Sciences did do the Dixon Dub for a couple of years, now several years ago. So it is back.
Mm, yeah, and like I said, it's very, very popular. How many different groups are going to be involved in the Dixon Dub? How many do you have signed up so far?
Well, we still have plenty of room for people to sign up, mm-hmm. but there will be a cap. We are not near that cap yet. So
okay.
we are actively looking for groups. Our groups are between 2 and 8 people. This year we're going in the direction of disco, because who doesn't love a good Studio 54 moment?
Right.
We're actively seeking new acts. It's a great team building exercise for any mm-hmm. employers out there. It's a great family bonding experience if you like to dance and sing with your family. There's a lot of different types of group. We've had mm-hmm. We've had Improbable Cause, which is a local favorite. They were our winners last year. Some Mardi Gras crews participate. So
shout out to Crew of Priscus.
Crew of Priscus,
they
exactly.
They were up there and big yes. winners, and in the previous years as well.
Yes, huh. exactly.
And
it's
other
a great
crews
bonding
too.
Thing.
Mm. People listening might think, okay, well, it's a fundraiser. I can go in and do a lip sync battle, and maybe I'll win. What are the prizes? Because you were telling me on the before the show, and I was like, man, I want to get involved in this. I want to start doing some lip sync practice. So,
right.
what are the prizes for our winners?
Hey, come join up, get a group together because it's a fundraiser. But Chesley, what can they win?
Well, the prizes are incredible, and if we were not hosting this event, I would certainly be participating myself.
Yes,
thanks to our wonderful, wonderful friends at Innisfree and Hilton Hotels. Our first place prize will receive a Hilton weekend getaway, which consists of 2 3-bedroom suites,
what?
A private poolside cabana, and a bar, a food and beverage tab of $500.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
It's an amazing first prize. And if you don't take home the first prize, there are still great second and third place prizes, which is second place gets $1,000. Third place gets $500.
Wow.
And anyone participating gets a night for the memories.
There are people pulling off of I-110 right now on the side going, okay, I'm writing this down. What's going on? How do I get involved?
Together.
Exactly.
Yes.
We do. We want about 12 groups.
Okay.
And say you're out there and you're a school teacher, put a group together with your friends. Or you're mm-hmm. out there, you're with your colleagues in whatever field you're in,
yep.
put a group together and come on out. It may be folks who do this now and again, who do karaoke or what have you,
right.
Or it just may be anyone. You know, you mm. only have to move your lips. You don't have to sing. And the dancing is a lot of fun as well. So again, it's a fundraiser
mm-hmm.
and we want you to have fun, but we want people to be there. We want people to show up, buy tickets to come, but we also want people to participate.
Right.
And certainly to buy tables and sponsor, and Chesley will tell you more about that.
Yeah, how could people get involved in that way and donate their money and sponsor a table?
Thank you, yeah. Well, we do have an active event page on Facebook, which you can find by searching Dixon Dub. That's DIXONDUB, or by searching Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences, mm-hmm. and it'll be linked to their page. There's a bunch of information on there. There's a link to the Eventbrite if you'd like to just come as a audience member. We are also running an early bird special on those ticket prices right now through the end of April. That gives you $10 off, so you're getting a great night at the Hilton in their beautiful ballroom for less than $20.
Wow.
And the prizes are incredible if you choose to participate as an act.
Right. And for those of us listening that didn't know anything about the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences before this, this is really incredible. I've been reading up.
It really is.
It's a 501c3 nonprofit private school.
Yes, we are.
And everything is free. Transportation,
yes.
Curriculum, everything is provided for these students. And this is an income-based program, of course. So this is definitely serving our underserved youth.
Absolutely.
From reading because I'm big into arts, you know, I'm a musician. So when I read, you know, the curriculum and the things that you focus on, especially, let me read this motto really quick. The motto for Dixon School of Arts and Sciences: each child's potential is like a pinwheel. By exposing the blades of each student's metaphorical pinwheels to positive physical, mental, academic, and spiritual stimulation, we produce beautiful and unique results. Wow. I mean, that floored me. I could not believe that. And this is just... It just seems like a well-rounded program that can really shape leaders of our community in the future.
Well, can I say the arts can transform learning?
Yes.
So you 100%. Take a student who's just not sure of themselves, who's sort of been let down by our system, who might feel that they are a number because of how much we measure mm-hmm. the standardized testing, which
right.
we do test our students, certainly. But when you infuse the arts, all of STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, a student can find a new entry point. They can find new confidence and find a way. Our goal is that all students find that joy of learning, that love of learning. And it certainly starts from me. I have to love what I do. I have to smile through it. I hire a staff that does the same, put a great team on the field, and it trickles down to the students. So again, our activities are infused with the arts, infused with the sciences, so the kids can really transform what they do and how they think about learning, and really to the parents as well. We really get the parents involved so that they too can change the perspective that they have about, you know, their role in the whole process. We're proud of what we're doing.
I feel like we're losing the arts in our public schools. And even though a lot of people are alarmed by this, it just seems to keep trickling out and leaving. If it hadn't have been for the arts when I was in school, if it had been up to sports or my academics, I'd be on the street right now, because it's when I picked up the drums when I was like, oh, this is my identity. This is, I can feel confident in this. But you guys do all of the STEAM, you know, science, all of that. So this is just an amazing school. It's an amazing program. This is going to be an amazing event. It's going to happen on May 4th. 6:30 is the start time. You can get there at 5:30 and get situated. This is going to be at the Hilton Pensacola Beach on May the 4th. Definitely go on Facebook, search for the event. You'll have the link for Eventbrite there. Go by Dixon School OTA of the arts.com if you want to know about more ways to support this amazing program. My guests this morning, Chesley Polk and Dr. Kevin Kovacs, the principal of Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. If you have questions, let us know. 437-1620. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniform professional service technicians, They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
All right. It's Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Don't freak out, but there's an amazing event coming up. It's a lip sync battle fundraiser for, it's called the Dixon Dub. It's for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. Go to DixonSchoolOTA.com for more information. You can check out and get tickets on Eventbrite. Search for the event on Facebook and you'll find everything you need there. Especially, we're going to talk about the celebrity judges we've got. And if you're just joining us, this is a disco-themed lip-sync battle, ages 15 and up, 2 to 8 people per group. They're still looking for groups, so you can still sign up. This is going to be happening May the 4th at 6:30 at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. My guest this morning, Dr. Kevin Kovacs, the principal of Dixon School of Arts and Sciences and the director of the After Hours
Performing Arts Program.
Chesley Polk is in the studio with us. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for the work that you do, because this is really changing our future, I think, as a society and our community. We need future leaders. We need people who are confident and able to go out in the world and make good things happen, and that's what you're doing through the Dixon School. So tell me about some of the judges. Who's going to be judging this event?
We're very excited about our judges this year. We have a few returning that will be some familiar faces. The lovely and beautiful and hilarious Vanessa Harrington will be back with us this year. Another familiar face to Pensacola will be the lovely Madrina Ciano, who has been part of Dub in the past as well, along with many, many other activities in Pensacola. She's everywhere you turn. Another judge we are very excited to have with us is our friend from WSRE, Jennifer Nisbell.
Cool.
And our final judge will be the one and only Steve Barber, who is the editor and publisher of Faces Pensacola, Faces Fort Walton Beach, and Scarlet Magazine. We've got a panel of really fun, lively judges this year. And as opposed to years in the past, the judges will be there to provide some commentary, but this year's winners will be chosen by the audience. So we need a good audience there as well to help decide who gets to take home these amazing prizes.
And we're saying it's a disco theme this year. So what songs are you expecting to hear? I'm sure there's going to be some Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, goodness, yes.
I've heard people talking about ABBA.
ABBA, okay.
Yeah, ABBA's
yes.
Big.
Donna Summer, mm-hmm. some Barbara Streisand.
Mm-hmm. though, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's it. I was just trying to think of other songs that I would hope to see.
There's so many to choose from. This is going to be great. This is
it's a whole
fun
era
night.
Of music. Yeah. To
if you're out there and you've got a song in mind, we're flexible. We're okay if it's not quite from the disco era.
Right.
It's
yes,
quite all right.
Yeah. Disco can include a lot of other, you know.
Yes, it could be a modern
eras.
Song with a disco twist.
Exactly,
even.
Yes, exactly. So we're talking about the Dixon Dub Lip Sync Battle coming up on May 4th at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Go to DixonSchoolOTA.com or check out the event on Facebook, and you can get links to get tickets and all of that. And how many years have you guys been? You said it was off for the COVID pandemic,
yes,
but
so
how many years has this been going
this
on?
This should be the fourth, I believe, and our second back from that 4-year break. We're very, very excited. We want to bring down the house. Last year was so successful, but I was even told by so many groups that were out there, potential, you know, people to come, that they didn't make it last year. Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are. We're ready to do it every spring.
Back at it again.
Yes. And if somebody can't make it to this fundraiser, but they want to support the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, how can they do that?
Well, in particular for Dixon Dub, if you're not able to come or to participate as a group, we are still seeking sponsors. We have sponsorships mm-hmm. still available, which can also be found through our Dixon Dub event page and through the Dixon School of the Arts and Sciences Facebook page. But aside from that, directly impacting the school, I'll let Dr. Kovacs speak on that.
Okay. Right. If you're out there and you don't intend to say come to our fundraiser, but want to give, we are a school that is, our budgeting is based on the income-based scholarship amount that the students get through the Florida scholarship system. It is not a great deal per student, so we benefit greatly from donations and the fundraising. Mm. That's how we're able to do the great things that we do at our school. Mm. And we seek grants wherever we can. I'll mention at this time that we've been talking about the Dixon After Hours, our Performing Arts Academy.
Right.
That happens after school, and it happens in the summer. Last summer, we put on Shrek Jr., we have put on Xanadu Jr. We're doing a show called Pure Imagination right now in this spring session. And coming up this summer, we are doing Matilda. This is open to all students in Escambia County, public, private, homeschool. Anybody can attend our after school or summer program. So,
is there an age group limit on that?
Yes, from 6 years old through middle school for the fall and the spring, 6 years old through high school for the summer program. So we want people to come on down. You don't have to do an acting part if you're afraid of that sort of thing. You can come on down and be a part of the backstage or the set crew or costume design, and it is absolutely free. Our summer program and our summer program is from 8:30 to 5:15. Our after-school programs as well, they are absolutely free, and that's through the generosity of our contract with the Escambia Children's Trust.
Mm.
We're very grateful, and again, it's serviced so many students that would not otherwise have that opportunity. So again, if you are out there and you don't intend to come on out and dance, just click the donate button on our website page or give us a call at the school. And you can ask for Dr. K, or you can just say, hey, I want to give some money, and somebody will definitely take that.
Right, exactly. We can always
use
it.
We appreciate it, because that's how we can do the things that we do. That's the only way.
And investing in our children, you know, is the best investment, because they're going to be our future leaders. They're going to be the ones taking care of us in the end there. So go to DixonSchoolOTA.com or check them out on Facebook. Look for this event. It's going to be the Dixon Dub Lip Sync Battle Fundraiser on May 4th, Hilton, Pensacola Beach at 6:30. Donate and sponsor. Get involved with this, because this is really amazing. My guests this morning, Dr. Kevin Kovacs, the principal, and Chesley Polk. He is the director of the After Hours Performing Arts Program, which you can get involved with if you're an Escambia County student through this grant. So that's amazing as well. We're going to be right back. We're going to take another quick commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, let me know before it's too late, and we'll get that answered for you right here on the air. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Celebrating this morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. My guests this morning from the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences, Chesley Polk. He's the director of the After Hours Performing Arts Program. And Dr. Kevin Kovacs is the principal of the Dixon School. Go to DixonSchoolOTAOfTheArts.com. For more information, we're talking about the Dixon Dub Lip Sync Battle Fundraiser. This is going to be so much fun, and we'll go over the prizes one more time, because once people hear of the prizes, they're going to be a little bit more interested, I think. They're going to be like, hey, I can lip sync. I can do that. This is going to be happening on Star Wars Day, May the 4th, be with you, at 6:30 at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. Sign up now and get involved. Let's go over the prizes again. What are the prizes for first, second, and third place winners in this lip sync battle?
Oh, boy. Okay, so again, our winners this year, instead of being chosen by the judges, are chosen by the audience.
Right.
And that first place prize is an incredible donation from our friends at Innisfree Hotels and Hilton on the Pensacola Beach. That is a Hilton weekend getaway. You get 2 3-bedroom suites for the weekend, a private poolside cabana, and a food and beverage tab of $500.
Golly.
Our second place prize is a $1,000 cash prize, and our third place prize is nothing to shake your head at either. It's a $500 cash prize.
I encourage educators around the area, if you're hearing this and you want to get involved, that goes a long way for your students, because
I know
a lot of teachers come out of pocket for supplies and things like that. So definitely get involved in this. If you don't know about Dixon School, they are a Title I school offering arts integrated curriculums for our underserved youth here in our community. Very small class sizes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our focus is 18 or less. Mm. It's not rocket science. Kids will learn more, and they will retain, and the experience will be better if there are fewer students to the adults, to the teachers in the classroom.
Right.
So we do focus on low class size and really infusing the arts and sciences.
Well, we're just about out of time. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. This has been incredible to learn about the Dixon School and this event. I hope there's going to be many more events to come after this. So go to DixonSchoolOTA.com. And you gave me that phone number earlier. Can people call that?
Yes,
for the Dixon
they
Dub?
Sure
it's
should.
435-0511. Check out our podcast page for all this information. We'll be right back.